This goes to Dr. Saxena, Saxena, fax 989-817-4602, and Dr. Patrick McLaughlin, it's M like Mary, C, capital Laughlin, fax 248-465-5471. Regarding Stephen, Steven, like November, Gump, G like golf, U, M like Mary, P like Paul. Date of birth 6/29/1947. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Gump with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of prostate carcinoma. His last visit was February 20th of this year. He is accompanied by his brother today for this visit. He's feeling well. He actually has gained 9 pounds since his last visit. And that would be a 5-pound overall increase over the last year. He does have some occasional heartburn, and he has been taking a half teaspoon of baking soda twice a day for that. And that does seem to relieve the heartburn. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the baking soda, which was a half teaspoon twice a day with water. Also, metoprolol is 25 milligram once daily. And he's on Lipitor, Flomax, allopurinol, Paxil, Benadryl if needed, and vitamin D. Physical exam, weight 227 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 120 over 70. Pulse is 88. And oxygen saturation 95% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy or jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft without ascites. No edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done June 29th, 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.88 with estimated GFR of 37, albumin 4.2, calcium is 9.2, sodium 140, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide is 31, so slightly elevated, phosphorus 3.6, intact parathyroid hormone 191. We do follow that. We generally don't treat that until that gets higher than 200. Hemoglobin 15.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no uremic symptoms. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, elevated CO2 level. We have asked him to decrease the baking soda to just 1/2 teaspoon once a day. He doesn't need as much as he's taking. I may not need any, but we'll gently and slowly decrease that amount due to his Asperger's syndrome and his difficulty with change. We'll have him continue to have lab studies checked every 3 months. And he has a history of prostate carcinoma, which he'll follow up with Dr. McLaughlin. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.